Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Lili Nishmas Imi Moirosi Rus Bas Mordechai. We have here a picture of Avrumi Leibowitz's brother. What's his name? Yossi, I think. Yitzchok Leibowitz. You knew that? You know him? Your buddy, Avrumi. It's in Avrumi's chos that we had that phenomenal Masechet Shabbos Siyum with 500 locations, something Meshuggah. Chapsi, Zuberman, ALA, RN, 62, Rockaway, NASA Shoimrim. Shoimrim are competing with Hatzalah now. That's it. It's a whole different group, I think. They should have started a new. I asked Mordechai Sapoznik, by the way, Shloimi Rosenberg told me yesterday. Shlomi does a lot of work for MDY behind the scenes, and he told me that he bumped into a guy in Schultz, and the guy told him seriously, he says, I just started the shiur, how do I get one of those F numbers? He thought we assigned a number to each individual. He was serious. This is from Mordechai Sapoznik. He made a creature that's a calf face, goat ears, deer horns with its tail between the legs and the moon, the slime, Givaldik. Okay, Shkoya. From, yeah, Malay Adumim, exactly. From S. Meyer. I enjoy your shir about your taxi maisa. Thought of a remes for it on the Chav Beis can be read as cab. Chav Beis is cab for daf, which is Malay Adumim cab. From Yerushalayim. What snuff do we have over here? I'd like to arrange a shout out to Ari Davis and the MDY London family for a fantastic organizing of the get-together Malava Malki yesterday. It gave me such a boost. That's what I'm saying. These get-togethers, even though it's remote, it gives people a tremendous chizuk. And today, after Shachris, I've just set up my computer in the Chabad Hendon lounge room and took it over to watch your shir with another member of the family and others who popped in and out. What a Kiddush Hashem. Find the photo attached. I don't know if I printed that one. Aaron Meislik. Was is das? Oh, basically, this tzaddik over here, Moshe. What's his last name? Moshe from Lakewood. Went through a whole thing to explain why Rashi brings Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Elazar and then Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, a whole shtickle Torah, Doris. The point is that Rabbi Akiva was very, very young by the Churban. By the time he had 24,000 Talmidim, was many years later. And Memela, Rabbi Meir, that came after the 24,000 Talmidim, so it couldn't have been by the Churban. Moshe from Lakewood, Yashar Koyach. Do we have any more? No more for today. Good. I'm going to get going. Sponsors. Shmuley Hecht, F245. In honor, he's the Parnas HaChodesh. In honor of that, Yoimi Committee, not solo members, who push our Bratz HaTorah, and there's my dear Chaber, and Mordechai Shlomi Pinchas Tuvi, Olav Shalom Ben Avraham Moish Peretz, near Yoh Kopman. The Masecht is dedicated by Yossi Nesta Elbaum and Tehila Ruvain, Lili Nishmas Beilet Zipori Bas Reb Ruvain, and for a Shidduch for Tehila Sara Bas Esther Leia, by Michael Fellas, Rufu Shlema of Tzion Ben Binyamin, Tzion Ben Dada. What? Did I say Eliyahu and Achaya Frischman, in honor of Yosef Frischman learning, Lili Nishmas is Saba. Ephraim ben Avram, I guess he's a kid. Yes, I get. Lili Nishmas is Saba. I might be wrong. Pini Augenstein and Akiva Salkowitz for Shlema for Amrim ben Luna. Justin Ivry. Leschus Rabbi Yosef Avram ben Chana Dvoir Zugosi Shoshana Hava Bas Mincha Fredo. B'nei Zalman Tzvi. Is Zalman Tzvi here? Here he is, Zalman Tzvi. Yisrael David, Yeshua Lev, Yitzchak Eliyahu, V'chaim Michal. On behalf of the whole MDY family, thank you to Yosef for the incredible job you do with editing and graphics. By Morty Chaimowitz. L'zeich nishmas Moshe Nachman ben Meir Chassan on his shloishim yizichur baruch. Refuah of Tinoikes bas Rochel. and Mer Yechiel ben Chava Miriam. Yumi Fay. Fay, Lurifu Shlema Rav Shmuel ben Sor Peril. All right. We can start the daf, Rabbi. Today is daf Chav Gimel. And we're holding by the Gemara. And the Mishnah discusses lifting up the torches of the fire that show people in Chutz Laretz when exactly we were Mekadosh the Chodesh. Says the Gemara, my mashmah the Messiah, Lishna the Koidu. How do we know that Messiah means to light a fire? The Chsiv Vayisoeim David Vaanoshov. David burnt David Zoro, so Vayisoeim is burning. Umitargiminun Vayigdinun David. Torah Bonon. Ein Masim Masuis Elo ala Chodesh Shinir Bizmanoi Lekachoi. So here goes. Rabboisai, very simple stuff. The wording might be a little confusing, but it's very simple. There are two options when you have Rosh Chodesh. You could do Rosh Chodesh on the 30th or on the 31st. Either the month is 29, it's a chaser, or it's a mole, it's a 30. So if the month is a 29 day month, then the Rosh Chodesh is on 30. If it's a 30 day month, then the Rosh Chodesh is on a 31st day. Says the Gemara Big Chiddush. When reading the Mishnah, we understood that they put up these torches when? Whenever it's Rosh Chodesh. Regardless of what day. If it's a Malay Chodesh, it's a Chaser Chodesh. Says the Gemara, no. We only do it when it's a Chaser. When it's a 29 day month, like over here, and Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th, then we do torches. Otherwise, we don't do torches. So if we don't do torches, how are they going to know that Rosh Chodesh was on the second day, the later one? Because we didn't do torches. So if you're in Bavel, you're all the way in Iraq, and you see a torch, so now you know that it was a regular, it was a chaser month. If nothing shows up, it's a mali month. So the Gemara is going to go through all the options. Maybe we should do the torch on the only if it's a full month. And if you don't do a torch, you're going to know it's a chaser month. Now, when do you do the torch? So, you do it on the night of Rosh Chodesh. Let's say, and we're going to be talking about this week. The Gemara talks about our situation this week, coming up. So, Rosh Chodesh this week is on a Friday. When do you do the torch? You're supposed to do it on Friday night. No. It's not Rosh Chodesh yet. You can't put up a torch. It's not Chodesh. They see the moon. They go to the Beis Hamikdash, and they make the Rosh Chodesh the following day. So exactly, you can't even do anything today. This week is different. Okay, fine. Regardless, the point is always you're doing the torch the following night, the night 24 hours after the Eidim see the moon. The Eidim see the moon. Right over here on Chav Tes, on the final day of the month. When's Rosh Chodesh? On Lamed. So when did they put up the torches? Lamed night. So in our situation, this week, Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, there's no option. There's nothing you can do. They can't put up a torch. You're not Mechal Shabbos for torches. So when are you going to do it? A Matzah Shabbos. So Matzah Shabbos, you're going to do it. You're going to do it on Matzah Shabbos. And then people will understand that they know how to count. They know that it's a chaser month. They know that the only time there's a torch is if the month, the previous month was 29 days. Oh, so Rosh Chodesh was yesterday? Okay, the fact that I see a torch today doesn't matter. I can do a torch in 2 weeks from now. It means that the month before is 29 days. Because if you don't do a torch, you're going to think it's a mole. If they don't, no torches, there's two options. Either it's a 29-day month or a 30-day month. No torch, 30-day month. Torch, 29-day month. When exactly you see the torch doesn't matter. You don't have to know that minute that it was a 29-day month. When you get to Hanukkah, to Purim, to Pesach, to whatever, we'll figure it out later. Yeah. What do you mean? Because, what do you mean before? Today before or different this year? Something that they do that something. I don't know what I said. I don't remember saying I didn't see anything. Okay, I'll have to go back to the video. Yeah. Yeah, they're seeing the moon. They're testifying the next day. The next day is Rosh Chodesh. Then that coming night, that this, you don't, you're not going to put a torch in the middle of the day. It's not going to do anything. You need nighttime. So it's the 30th at night. So let's see inside the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Emasi Emasui Salah Chodesh Shinir Bizmanoi. Bizmanoi meaning it was a chaser month. So Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th. Lekachoi. Vemosam Asin. And when did they put up the torch? La'or Iburoi. In other words, that night of Rosh Chodesh. The 30th at night, not the 29th. L'meimra da'chosar avdinon. So this is coming to tell us, l'chayra, that you only put up a torch when the previous month was 29 days. Chosar. Amalei lo avdinon. If it's 30 days, no torch. My time. Omer ebzerik zerim shum Rosh Chodesh chosar shechal liois be'erv Shabbos. Because exactly this situation that we have this week. The Rosh Chodesh. This is, let me see if I have it. I think I do. Here. This is a calendar of our month right here. So here's the 29th. It happens to be a chaser. I thought it's very rare that a chaser should fall. No, this year, because it's a leap year, so there's another, an of also. 29 falls out on a Thursday, so Friday is the 30th. That's Rosh Chodesh. Amos Abdi, when should they do the torch? Bapuki Shapso. If you put up torches on a mole and a chaser, regardless, the armor is name a mole. And if you're going to tell me you should put up a torch for a full month as well, also limite. Now people in Babel have no clue what they just saw. They see a torch. It could be from a 29-day month. Maybe Rosh Chodesh was on Friday. Maybe Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos. We're seeing it on Matzah Shabbos, a torch. We have no idea what we just saw. Maybe it's a chaser month, and the reason why they couldn't do Friday night because it's Shabbos, you can't do it Friday night. All this start getting confused. Maybe the reason I'm seeing a torch now is it's a full month, and it's perfect. They put up a torch on Matzah Shabbos. Says the Gemara of Eleved, Bein Amale, Bein Achaser. Maybe we should do it regardless. No matter what, it should be a torch. I mean, think about it. Unbelievable. Every time I go through this, no cell phone. Like, we live in this. The kids in our generation don't even know what it means to live without a cell phone, right? They know. You start telling them, you remember those in yeshiva, guy, the big shot in yeshiva, the gvir that donated the building, he came to Passaic. I shouldn't say that. What's yeshiva? A different yeshiva he came to with a giant phone strapped to his shoulder. Like, that was it. What, it was 20, only 20 years ago. Nobody had phones. You tell a kid, no phone. Okay, yeah. Okay, just in this situation, when there's a Friday situation, don't do anything. Now, in this situation, we'll figure it out. Since you didn't do anything on Matzah Shabbos, but if it was a mole, you do it. So you'll know that it was a chaser. Afilahachi says the Gemara also limite. People still get confused. Not a good idea. Amri hai molehu vahedilai deloya avdi itnusu itnuse. They'll say, you know, it's Moshe Shabbos. The guy drank a lot on Shabbos. He got shikur, says Rashi. That's why, but it's not because it's a chaser. Vileyavid amole viloyleavid a chaser klal. Ask the Gemara, let him do. Let's reverse it. Let's just do a torch when the month is full. Why are you doing a torch when it's a chaser? Do it for who told you how to do it? Why did you pick? It should be 50-50 almost. I don't know how. According to Acherim, it's 50-50. There's 6 months that are mali, 6 months that are chaser. But the point, why do you pick a torch on a 29-day month or the Rosh Chodesh on the 30 versus Rosh Chodesh on the 31st? Omar Abaya. Mishum, but Rashi points out an interesting. If there's always a torch on every single month, whether it's chaser or not, and one time out of the year there's no torch, so then they're going to start getting confused. They're going to say, oh, the guy is shikur. But if we only do a torch, right? We just finished saying the shikrus. And now we're saying We're saying if there's no torch, the guy's we're gonna everybody in Bava is gonna say, oh, the guy was shikr. It was a mistake. And now the Gemara is asking, but maybe we shouldn't do torches on chasers. We should only do torches. What? So, but everybody's gonna think if there's no torch, the guy was drunk. So Rashi says, no. If you have a torch consistently every single month, and one time there's no torch, so they're not gonna realize Shabbos. Not, they're gonna say, oh, the guy was drunk. But if 50% of the time there's no torches, nobody's gonna say, oh, it's because he's drunk. It's normal not to have a torch. That's Rashi and Tosfos Pshat over here. Okay. Amar Abaya, mishum bitul melacha la'am shnei yamim. You know why you don't have a torch on the full months, only on the chaser months? Because what's going to happen, says Rashi, is on Rosh Hashanah, people are going to keep 2 days. Why? Because they don't see the torch, and they're waiting for after Rosh Hashanah. And now, by mistake, they're going to keep the second day of Rosh Hashanah for no reason. So therefore, we do the torch on a chaser, and they're going to see it right away. They're going to keep the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Matzah Rosh Hashanah, they're going to see a torch. So they'll know, okay, now I can do melacha tomorrow. But if not, if they're going to be waiting for a malay, they won't know. They'll keep by mistake 2 days yantav. Says Taisvis, Rashi doesn't have to say only Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Chodesh is somewhat of a yantav. It's interesting that people are noig, even today, women are noig not to do certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh. It might be a chiddush to some people. It might be a chiddush to my wife. They're not. It's the first when you look in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh right there in the beginning. Women, because they were careful not to give their jewelry to the ego, so they get a special yontif called Rosh Chodesh. 12 days a year, they're off. Sort of. They don't do laundry. Certain melachas they don't do. Says Taisvus. So every Rosh Chodesh, they're going to be makbid on these 2 days for no reason. So we have to do the torch in the beginning. Now we're going to go into trees. There are 4 types of cedars. Now, erez usually is cedar, but it could also be referring to lumber in general. Says the Gemara, and Ben Yair Yada, I'm going to do tshuva samishkol, because Mendy didn't like the way the lashon that came out of my mouth yesterday. The Ben Yair Yada says that erez is begematria Rosh Chodesh. Reish Ches. Well, that's why we use it on Rosh Chodesh. Huh? You like? Okay, beautiful. It's one of the simplest gematries in the world because you just take the Aleph and you put it on the Zayin and it comes to Ches. But okay, Reish Chodesh. Kasroy. That's another type of tree. Echemen. Uvroish. Kasroy. Omerav. Adro. It's the Adro tree. Don't worry. I'm going to start showing you pictures in a second. The very Rabbi Shili Amri Mavligo. Rami Lo Zu Gumesh. Okay. Upligi the Rabbi Baravuna. Let's see if I have any of these here. Well, first of all, I have Erez. In case you want to see what an Erez tree looks like. Cedar. Okay. These are not, I don't know if they're 100% accurate, but we'll go with it for now. Huh? Right. Illustrative purposes only. You just told me there's 4 types of erez, 4 types of cedar. There's 10. Shenemar. Etein bamidbor erez. That's 1. Shita, 2. Bahadas, 3. Veichemen, 4. Osim barova b'roish. B'roish is 5. Tidor, 6. Usashur, yachta, 7. Erez. So we just had 7. You want to say 10. Erez, arzo, that's cedar. Shito, turniso, pine. Anybody want to see pine? You got to be careful here because people start saying, okay, pine. You didn't see. You got to look at the screen. Oh, what are they saying? I don't know. People start saying it's goyish. I don't know. It's a fir. We'll see. We'll get there soon. Hadas, aso. Hadas, it's like, I couldn't find like a real tree. It's more like a bush. Echemen. What's oil? A farsimo. Balsam. Balsam. Broish. Barossa. Boxwood. Here's boxwood. Efsher. Who knows? Tidor. Huh? Azoish state in art scroll. I just go by the art scroll. Ma katuv shama. What's broish?
No, I remember from my childhood it looks like this.
Yeah, but this could also be, but they just shaped it. They shape it, there's different shapes. Ayin Sham. They make it like a box also. Tidar. Shaga. This is fir. Fir tree. I think that's what the goyim use, no? For
who cares?
I care. That's why. You got a problem? I care. What do you give me that look for? What did I do to you? What did I do to you? I'm just trying to say a shir here, my friend.
Who cares if a guy does it? So what? Oh so what? God. Who cares?
That's...
Who cares?
Relax, man.
What do I care if a guy does it?
We missed you yesterday. it was so schwach yesterday. It was like dead, mamish. Gewaldig.
A guy eats. Don't eat.
Oh my God.
Ay. We'll talk about the whole editing later. Sashur? Shervina. I have no idea. But the guy who used the Shervina... on their roofs. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Hani Shivo Avu. So that's seven. Where's the ten? Kiyosar Avdimi Omar. Hoisifu Aleim Aloinim. Just like some people are very, very sensitive to Dover Acher, to PIG. You can't like show the, whatever, certain things. Hoisifu Aleim Aloinim. Almoinim. Almugim. Sitting in the coil, I told my Chavrusa, I said, I bet you in Dirshu, they asked this question. What are the three trees that they added? They do not ask that question. Don't be crazy. The Belz of Chassid pipes up. He goes, they asked it on daf this and this when the Gemara said, and that's exactly the question they asked. He remembered what daf it was, and he says, and he knows, he argues with Dirshu. He, I told you, he added to the Mesoris HaShas also. Anyways, he remembers that they did ask this question. So I guess they won't ask it this, they asked the last test. Aloinim, Almoinim, Almugim. Aloinim is Butme. Elm tree. Did I look mad at him? I wasn't. Yeah, he was. I was just like.
Nobody's mad at him.
Yeah, it's a joke. I'm buying him. Behave, you're telling me. Baloite. 1 minute, where are we? Aloinim butme is elm. Almoinim is balute is oak. Where's the oak tree? Oh, here. This is an oak tree. If anybody in Eretz Yisrael have oak, I guess. Why not?
Less.
Baloite. I said already. Almugin is kisisa. Now, even in modern Hebrew, almugim is coral. Coral reefs, almugim. And that's what it is, coral. I have a picture. What?
It's not a tree.
It's not a tree, but they talk about it. But it looks like a tree here. It looks like a tree. It's not a real tree, but it looks like a tree. So it's in that thing. They ask and discuss. By the way, this is not my fish tank, but I had something that looked like this. I'll show you how beautiful, because Niflai Sabaira, if anybody has a chance, and you're alive, and you're not doing much, you're not learning the daf, go scuba diving. I'm telling you, it's a world that you've never seen before. It's insane. So I had one of these, I had a 200-gallon tank once in my house in Chicago with the blue tank. You guys call it Nemo, whatever you want to call it. Purple tanks, call it Dory. Oh, that's Dory. Okay. I'm Schuldig. Absolutely. Ike de Amri. Aroinim, Armoinim, Almugim. The last this on the Dirsh also. What's the Ike de Amri? Aroinim is Ore, laurels. Armoinim are chestnut. I have a chestnut. That we're not okay with. Yeah. Chestnut. Oh, it's getting out of hand. Sorry. My name is Dulves Chestnut. Almoigim Kisisa. That's coral. Says the Gemara. Listen to this. Unbelievable stuff. Vitsi Adir Loyavreno. This mighty ship. Not going to let it go by. Omarav. What's this mighty ship? Zu Burning Doyle. It's a huge ship. Hey, Avdi, what would they do with it? Maisu shis alfi garver. Now you have to understand, this coral stuff, bismana zeh, is extremely, extremely expensive also. I'm not saying that it's as valuable as silver or whatever, but a piece like this could cost hundreds of dollars. These fish also cost sometimes even in the thousands. Not this particular, this is like $60, $70, but these corals, depending on the variety, different, the rarer it is, $1,000. And you know what this is. These are living organisms. They move around, they walk. you put it over here, tomorrow it ends up over here. They have like little feet, they eat, it's a whole thing. Okay. So what do? Shis alfi gavra, they took 6,000 human beings, betraser yarchishata, it took them 12 months. Varmi lo betraser alfi gavra, beshita yarchishata, it's the same difference. It's either 6,000 people in 12 months or 12,000 people in 6 months. It's the same amount of labor. And what do? Utahani l'chola ad d'shachna. Now, the coral reef usually is in shallow water, right? It's next to the shore. Not always next to the shore, but shallower. They took the ship and they sunk the ship. They filled it up with sand. They needed that many people to fill it up with sand. And they, until it hit the bottom, until it hit the coral reef. V'nochas bar amiroi, by the way, even at the Yom HaZeh, if you try to rip one of these pieces off and put it in your pocket and you get caught by the authorities, it's big, big trouble. So they fill it up with sand, add the shachna until it rests. V'nochas bar amiroi, they take a diver. Now I have a picture of a diver if you want to see what a diver looks like. It happens to be me. I just figured I'll show you guys a green moray eel. Scary stuff. When it opens its mouth, it looks scary, but it's probably less dangerous than people think it is. Huh? Safari underwater. You should try it out, Mendy. So you take a diver. V'kotar atune dekitno b'chsiso. So they tie a rope to this coral reef. V'kotar lo b'svinto. And then they tie it to the ship. V'nat l'chola. That's why it takes 6 months. Then they start removing all the sand. And the ship becomes buoyant. V'shadu l'viroi, I didn't do my research. I just remember like once this plane or something went down and they tried to get it up. So they like filled it up with ping pong balls or they use like different balloons and they fill it up with air. Today they do it in like a day. It took them 12 months. I'm thinking that like all you need is one tractor with hydraulics. Takes a thing of sand. It'll take him like a half an hour. What these guys took them a year. Pale by pale. It's unbelievable. 6,000 people. They had to bring the sand from there. Oh, yeah, dump truck. Or they have these cranes. All they do is boom. You take you want a piece of coral. What do you do today? Take a, what is it, excavators. And 5 minutes, done. 12,000 people, 6 months. Okay. I don't know. Think about how much it is. A lot of labor. It's a lot of labor to fill up these boats, these ships. Vekama de medalio. Okra, omasio, and then as it starts lifting up, it's going to rip out the coral reef. Umachlev al chatrein bikaspa, and it's worth double the amount of silver. Says Gemara, klas parvosa havion. This word parvosa, if you look at it, it's almost like an English port. It has the same letters. And Rashi always says, there's three ports. Pei, vav, resh would be, or tuf. Pei, vav, resh, tuf would be a port. Parvosa Havin, there's three ports. Tarte Bay, Aramoy by the Romanians. Vechode Bay, Parsoy, and one by the Persians. The Bay Aramoy, Masko and Ksiso. By the Armenians, they would remove the coral. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim, in one of his Sfarim, he was upset. This is not about you. He was upset that men would leave their families and go to Chutz Laretz and go for business and come back after a long time. And he spoke to the wives. He said, there's once a wife who wanted pearls. She saw that the divers go down and they come back and they bring up pearls. So she told her husband, I need you to get me some pearls. Be a diver. So he went down and he never came back up. He didn't know how to be a diver. So he told him, he said, you send your husbands to Chutz Laretz. They might find somebody else there. They might just stay there. You don't know what they're doing there. Don't let them go to Chutz Laretz. It's not for them to go. Huh? Nefutzis Yisrael. In the end of? No, I saw it somewhere else. I saw it. Okay, maybe. You're saying it's at the end of Shem Olam? Nefutzis Yisrael, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Debay, Parsoy, we have a Bekim everywhere. Debay, Parsoy, Maskon, Margonisa. And the Persians, they would grab the pearls. They would go diving and bring up pearls. Omekaria parvoso demashmahig. This was the port of the kings. We asked the guy in Koilo, where else does it say in Shas Mashig? And he told us, well, we stumped him. Took him 10 seconds. He thought. And I think he said, Yuma, I forgot something. Okay. I can't remember what he told us, but he knew it. It's one other place. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol shita v'shita, every pine tree that shenotlu nachem Yerushalayim, that the goyim removed from Yerushalayim, also like Shibor Lach Zirin Law, Shibor Hu is going to return it. Shenemar, etein ba'midbar erez shita, you're familiar if you sing the song from Dror Yikra, etein ba'midbar erez shita, ve'midbar el Yerushalayim, shenemar tzim b'midbar hayasa. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan kol aloyim etoyra ve'milamda, if you learn Torah and you don't teach it to others, doymel hadas ba'midbar, it's like a beautiful smelling hadas, and does nothing. It's in the midbar. So I personally think that this Gemara is telling us also that if you have something as valuable as Torah, you have to give it to somebody else. If you have something, he's already smiling. He knows where I'm going with this. If you know about a good shir, a good geshmaka place, you don't tell your friends about it. You're like a hadas in the midbar. What's wrong with you? You don't need the Gemaras. If somebody teaches Torah in a place where there's no Talmid Chachamim, doymel hadas b'midbar d'chaviv, it's a beautiful thing. The idol worshippers, they don't have a takana. I'm going to pay you back, La Yisrael, for all the copper that they stole from you. I'm going to give you, instead of that, I'm going to give you gold. And from just plain simple metal, I'm going to give you silver. And instead of all the wood they stole from you, I'm going to give you copper. What could I give you instead of you stole Rabbi Akiva from us? You killed him. You killed all the Gdolim. How could I forgive for that? Now, how do you read this pasuk? So interesting here. Check this out. I printed it for you. If you look closely, Vinikesi, because the trup goes this way. You see this? That means it's a stop. If the trup went this way, it would be continuation. So this word is Vinikesi. And then Damam Lainikesi. So the pasuk is saying two things. Vinikesi, I'm gonna pay you back. I'm gonna clean out the record of the goyim. I'm gonna forgive them. Damam, Loini Casey. But the blood, I'm not. We all read it not that good, right? We read it. Vini Casey, Damam, Loini Casey, Hashem Shechem, Itziyam, Kizia Kosh, but it's not Vini Casey, Damam. It's Vini Casey. Damam, Loini Casey. It's two, it's the opposite. One is I will, and one is I won't. Okay. That's how it said in the Gemara. So I had to look it up to see if how. And then it's Pashat. Once you see this, you understand. Vinny Casey is over here, and then Damam Lenny Casey keeps on going. Okay. Tipcha. Mercha Tipcha. It is a Tipcha, yeah. If it was a Mercha, then it wouldn't be good. Then it would continue. Zog the Gemara. By the way, somebody told me this, and I didn't check it out, but I did check your son's Gematria out, that Torah equals 611, and Gemilos Chasadim equals 611. He was 100% right. Without a koilel, without a this, exactly. It is. Yeah. What, you figured it out yourself?
You figured it out yourself.
I don't believe it. Get over it, Tzaddik. It doesn't make any sense. Torah and Gemilas Chasadim are equal. Exactly. Okay, but he's done. But somebody told me, and we need to look it up. Shalom Aleichem. It works. It worked. I thought you were joking. Torah equals Gemilas Chasadim. 611. Now, he says, Damim Loini Casey is the Gematria Dmei Reb Akiva V'Chaverov. That's what he told me. Guy in the koilel, I didn't check it out. You check it out also. We'll check it out tomorrow. Again, Domim Loini Casey is Rebbe Akiva v'Chaverov. Demei Rebbe Akiva v'Chaverov. Okay. V'alei Moem Rebbe Nikesi Domim Loini Casey. He doesn't see it. It doesn't go well. U'ma'ayin hoi masi masuweis u'mibeis built-in. My base built-in? It's the Omar Rav Chav Gimel Amid Beis Zu Beirom. So they used to, they had these five torches and it went all the way to Bavo. Sponsored by the White Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduch Mishuas and Refuas, please join us at tehillim.8mindav.com. Sponsored anonymously, S'chus, for Shal Tamar Chaya Bat Soro. My Goyla, Om Rav Yosef Bumbedisa. So once the torches, once they saw in Golos, they saw the torches, then the entire place went up in flames. What does that mean? One place, the main place in Klal Yisrael, Bumbedisa, everybody had a torch, Maikim Dura Sa'esh, Tana, They made a whole part. Now, if you looked, that is Mark Ashkenazi Rabbi Isaac. Gary's having some fun. By the way, your guest sit right over here. If you're in Bavel, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, or if, you know, the fourth torch, you're looking at Bavel, you're looking at Pum Vedisa, what you see is a big bonfire. Every home has a torch. It looks like everything's on fire. Tanya, Reb Shimon Loza Oimer, Av Chorim V'Choyor Ugdoid V'Chavrisel. They did torches in other places, in other four places. So, Ikedam Rebbeinu Veini Havikaimi. Some say, in addition to the five torches that we're saying, he added another four. The five torches that we're talking about, let's say, went to the right, and his four or five torches going to the left, but they all end up in Bavel. Between each one is eight parso, which I don't know, like 17 miles or something. So you have a total of 32. Parsis, 70 miles, let's just say 80 miles. As the Gemara of Idna Tuva Havu. Now, if you do, aerial, what is it called? The distance, it's 540 miles. So, how does 70, 80 miles help us? I don't have a good answer to that. Omar Abaya is that Tumei is Tatum Ludroche. You're thinking about going on a donkey and it takes days upon days to get there. And if it's only 70 miles, you should be able to get there in a few hours. Yeah, but there's different ways, and you have to go, and you have to climb, so it takes a lot longer. D'chsiv, l'chein, hinini yisach, is darkeich, basirim, there's thorns on the way. Rav Nachman, bar Yisro, gomar, mahocha, d'chsiv, nisivo isai, iva. The official Mishnah, sponsored by official, Refuah Shleima, for Braino, Bas, Yenta, Dvoiro, says the Heilige Mishnah. Chotzer g'day lo'ayzim Yerushalayim, there's a major chotzer, there's a, how do you say chotzer, not a yard, a courtyard. Ubeis Yazik Hoysenikres, and it's called Beis Yazik. Ulisham Kol Eidim Miskansim. All these Eidim would come. Now we're talking about on Shabbos. They walked out of the Tchum, so they have to be in a certain place. Ubezdin Boitgen Oysam Sham, and Bezdin, that's where they interrogate them. Usudeis Doylai Soysam, there's great food, like by Shai Kastrir, this is unbelievable. Shul Shir Reginim Lavoi. This whole Shir, by the way, started from food. Thursday night, I used to give chal and schnitzel. Nobody came to hear anything. They came for the potato kugel, schnitzel, sushi sometimes. They came for the food. Besides, what? What happens? It morphed into a shir. And that was it. Shushi, you're going lavoi. Mamish. Thursday night, the rug of lavoi. Araya, my chavrus used to tell me, why do you have to give them so much food? Don't give them food. I said, you have to give food. So at the end, at the tail end, when I didn't want to do it anymore, because the shir was taking up too much of my time, so I cut down the food. It went from 35 people, I'm not kidding, to 5 people within like 2-3 weeks. The rumor had it, no more salt, no more schnitzel. Forget the sikkum, forget the daf, it's garnished. Now, because they came out of the tchum, they wouldn't allow them. They jailed them up in this courtyard. Rav Gamliel said, you know, let's be nice to them. Let them walk 2,000 amah in each direction. That should be their base. And from the base, they let it go, 2,000 amah. Taisus points out, you're allowed to walk in Yerushalayim. It's chotzer, it's a muk of chayma. Says Taisus is talking about in a time that there's no chayma. The Romans, the Ivanim, knocked down the walls. Even a woman who's, midwife, the famous joke, why is she called a chachama? Because she's royas hanoylad. Somebody comes, he's a fireman, he's coming to save people from different bad guys, from the Nar, Mapoilas, earthquakes. These are Hatzola guys, Chaverim guys, whatever they are. They have special privileges. They're allowed to walk 2,000 in every direction. Reshul Mapoilas and Korach. Ibaylu. Base Yaziknan or base Yaziknan. What's the difference? Base Yaziknan, Lishna Malyu. Talking in positive. Today, everything's positive. Yeah? Positive, positive. You can't say a not nice thing to anybody. I'm serious. What do you mean? I mean, like, sweetie, the way you killed that guy, you showed massive amounts of restraint. Like that. You always have to be positive, no matter what. In the worst... Yeah, that. Yeah. Mayo. D'chsiv, v'izakeyu, v'isalkeyu. So, it was ringed in, they removed all the stones. Maybe it's a negative. Listen to the tzaru. Look, we're grabbing all these people, we're not letting them move. Like in modern day Hebrew, azikim is handcuffs, chains. Look, it was a great thing. They fed them, the sushi, it was all good stuff. So it was a good thing, not a bad thing. Maybe it was both good, great meals, but they couldn't move. So it's bad and good. So I don't know what word to use. Says the official Mishnah, sponsored by official for Shlomo Avram Yosef ben Chana. Keitzah Boitkim Seidim. What do we ask the Eidim? Zuk Shabar Rishoin, Boitkim Yosef Rishoin. The first pair of Eidim, we check them first. Stam Akasho. What's the Chiddush? Yeah, they came first. They should go first. Perhaps the Chiddush is that there's no line budding. Even if there's a Zug, maybe there's a pair that are even older. We're going to see in a second. They don't go. You don't bud the line. Yeah? They asked the older guy, what do you see? So he goes first. So, Rabbi said, I worked really hard for this. I'm not kidding. This was a project. Hold on. I got a new moon. Something special. Just for the Olam. I can't ruin it. Look at this. Ah. This was not Pasha to make. Yeah. So what did you see? So, I have the sun here somewhere. Oh. The moon always follows the sun. So, by Shkia, it's after. So if the guy says he saw it like this, so he's lying. So this is very interesting. This I took from the Heritage Foundation, otherwise known as Art Scroll. We have Roshos. Bye bye. I'm sitting, this is Mizrach. So the sun, says Rashi, doesn't rise over here and set in the west. What happens is, you see this picture? It rises in the east and travels south and then comes back down north. We see it over here all the time. The sun sets northwest. It's not directly east. So that's what's going on here. It takes this trip. South. It goes up. It travels south. Then it hits west, says Rashi, and goes north. Basically, north, northwest. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Let's find out the drama. When you saw it, where was it at? Was it at a little bit above the horizon, the height of a human being? How high was it? Where was it pointing? What direction? How wide was it? Because we know this is all the way the new moon. So the new moon is just a little sliver. You can't really see. Yeah. If he said that he saw the moon going down before the sun, then it's shtosim. And then they bring the second one in and they checked him out. And this is the brave. I once heard a maisa, could be it's a maisa shekimat toya. There was an Israeli guy that they told him that in England, I just remember because now there's a line in England, if you cut the line, nobody will say anything. Don't worry about it. They're very polite over there. So he's in a pharmacy. He sees a long line. He just cuts everybody. Nobody said a word. He gets to his turn. All of a sudden, security guard comes, grabs him by the ear, and yanks him out of the pharmacy. And the whole place started clapping. Then they made noise. When they pulled him by the ear, then they would say that. Okay. And into the Rei Mechuvanim, Eidusin Kayemes. Ushakal Azug, Yishayla Maisi, Roshi Dvarim. Now, if it matches up, great. By the way, the halacha is, if they say the exact same words, puzzle. But if it's mechuvan, it's almost medoyeg in the Mishnah. If it's not exact, but it makes sense what they're saying is lines up, then it's kosher. What do you do with all the other peers that came? You fake it. You ask them fake questions so they don't feel bad. You're not going to give them a full interrogation because it's not important. But you give them basically. You don't need to interrogate them. They shouldn't feel bad. We want them to come regularly. Stop here. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful